Blog Talk Radio.
This is your girl, DJ Rhea.
It's your Rhea here.
Who's playing your song?
On Light, Cameras, Fashion Radio.
Anymore, not for you scums and for the ones who pray my downfall. Yes, I'm past.
past my growth spurt, but still I rise past the covert. Secret operations all over the nation, wondering why we poor, why they stay on vacation. What they gonna do when I get my money right, huh? What they gonna say when I'm milling in the limelight? They don't know how much I done grown. They don't know how long I've been gone. Up, up in the way, it's my time. So all you haters, all I do is wave, get off mine. I can't save you, you gotta save yourself. A little struggle's always good for your health. Not lose, only opponent itself. Already claimed shoes, my aura is felt. And though, how it hurts me to see so many go to waste from them things on the side of your waist. Royce, take me away.
You abandoned me. Now don't let him live. Just a fantasy. Now don't let him live.
Who I'll be, how my struggles ignite this side of me. I thought we was friends, I believed at the end you would be there with no concern of my ends. Guess I was wrong, I should've knew all along. Somewhere in the mix between the money and the pics, you grew sick, things weren't a medic anymore. You turned ship, jaded by my hurt, I turned kiss. FM, love don't live here anymore. Just emptiness and memories of what we had before. All the dudes who played me for that chick who ain't me. Critics who were quick to tell me who I can't be. To all my friends who come and gone, did me right and wrong. To all of y'all, y'all gon' remember this song. Y'all gon' remember this song. Y'all gon' remember this song. You've abandoned me, love don't live here anymore. You're a fan to me, and not the kind that you adore. I'ma score every time they get a scorn. I'ma ignore you every time they get a mourn. I made it, fed off your hatred. My merit's good, you gotta face it. I'm so vacant. Love don't live here anymore, it's forsaken.
Hey, what's going on? You're listening to DJ Rhea in the Mix, and this is your girl, DJ Rhea, live with action on Tuesday night, as usual, from 8 to 9. I'm glad everyone's on the line. As you know, DJ Rhea in the Mix, why they call me DJ Rhea in the Mix is because I am all over the place. Not only do I, you know, play basketball, I'm DJ, I model full time, so why not have a show called DJ Rhea in the Mix, right? So because I'm in the mix of a little bit of everything, I have an amazing guest for you tonight on the line. You know, I know I usually pick a lot of entertainment, but not only is he does actually some form of entertainment, but I have a special guest on the line. I'm actually doing a showcase later on this month at the end of July in Atlanta. So, of course, why not have a very special guest representing Georgia. I can go on and on about his amazing accomplishments and, you know, everything that he's done, especially a special award that he's won in the past because of his great services, but I'll let him tell you all about that. But on the line tonight, I have my special guest, my first guest of the evening, Senator Ed Harbison, Senator of Georgia, Ed Harbison. Mr. Harbison.
Good evening. Good evening. How are you today?
I'm awesome. How are you today, sir?
Yes, you are awesome, and I've been listening to you, and you sound awesome. And you're at the top of your game, and I'm just glad to be part of your program today.
I'm so excited to have you on tonight. Like I said, I dibble and dabble in everything from entertainment across the board. You're my first, literally, government guest, I should say.
Absolutely.
But I'm so excited to have you on the line, and I can't wait to meet you when I come out to Atlanta later on this month. I'm super excited to have you on board with everything that we're doing. We're doing an event out in Atlanta representing homeless mothers and children.
Well, actually, anytime you got people doing something great like the homeless fashion show program and project you have going there, clearly I would want to be a part of something like that. I think you guys do a wonderful job. It shows where your heart is, and you can't beat that. I'm just excited to be with you guys on this project and look forward to working with you on many other things and to help you reach your goals and share with you the joy of reaching your goals, because I know you guys have a great future ahead of you.
I appreciate that, Senator, definitely. I can run down the line personally myself, but, I mean, your accomplishments are unbelievable. Reading your, your bio before today is amazing, you know what I'm saying? I'm from New York City, born and raised, so a lot of the time, we don't pay attention to other things going on with the world, but the fact that you're the Senator of Georgia and you represent, a piece of Georgia was amazing to hear all the accomplishments and everything that you've done. So would you mind just telling some of our listeners, I know you might not want to brag about yourself, but I just want to thank you personally. You have a Purple Heart merit winner on the line.
Yeah.
So if you don't mind purposely, going down the line of your accomplishments, that would be amazing.
Well, I hear some background noise, and I had a little trouble hearing what you were saying, but let me say this. I thought I heard you say, as it relates to a Purple Heart, I served 4 years in the United States Marine Corps during the Vietnam War, survived that, became interested in broadcasting, and worked in Atlanta in broadcasting for several years. As a matter of fact, about 3 years at WQXI Atlanta FM radio station as their news reporter. I covered downtown Atlanta City Hall. I myself, Minna Jackson, was the mayor at the time, and I got my start in that direction, then moved to Columbus, Georgia, where I was the news and public affairs director at a local station there. Then I became the news anchor, the first black news anchor in Columbus, Georgia, and I did a two-year tenure there. Then I got off, as you said, into politics, and that was something that came about, not something that I thought about or something that I sought after openly, but it only came to me after a friend suggested that I do it because of my community involvement. So I'm just blessed to be here. I've been elected since that time. I've been running to serve God, first of all, and serve the people of the district, because you can't go anywhere. You can't achieve anything unless you put God first, and more importantly, that your goal is to ultimately help people succeed in their goals, and you're rewarded as a consequence and as associative of that kind of effort. So I know you guys are doing wonderful things. I know Elijah and I have been working on certain things and other things that circulate with you guys and outside of that little K-shell as well. But I'm just really, really glad to be with motivated people who are doing wonderful things, who are doing things to help our community, to better our community, because ultimately by helping our community, those people we help in turn become more productive and better citizens.
Totally. Totally, Senator. I totally understand, and I'm so excited to have been part of this. So giving back to the community is something, I mean, I'm, like I said, from New York City. So I give back personally to my community. I'm from, the Lower East Side. Two of my past events, I've given back to different charities. I've given back to homeless mothers with children. I've also given back to, back school for the kids. And I coach. I've been coaching since I've been 14. So, I mean, our youth is what makes us today, especially, and if we just our youth, feed their minds with certain things, that they're the ones that carry on what's going on. So I appreciate everything that you've done in the past.
Yes, and thank you. And like I said, to reiterate, when you have your program, I will be there, God willing, and be there with you to share in any effort, anything I can do to assist you in that movement. Look, to help homeless people, especially homeless people with children, homeless women with children. I think that's a highly honorable thing to do. It's where charity starts in your heart and ultimately manifests itself in the people you help. One, I remember someone telling me it was like this: each one teach one, each one reach one, and ultimately we all get there together. So I certainly want to praise you for that. Praise God for your efforts, and I know everything ultimately will work out all right.
Definitely, Senator. I'm so feeling that. Each one, teach one, reach one. I love that. So, Senator, the charity we're giving back to it is my sister's house. which is the homeless mothers with children that we're benefiting when we're in Atlanta, Georgia. What does that mean to you?
Oh, if we can't reach out and help the children, and you heard this old saying of the adage of children are our future, well, it is literally, not just figuratively true, it is literally true. And it is just like a computer. What goes in comes out. Bad in, bad out. Neglect in, neglect out. So ultimately, if you lay and pave that spirit, pave that personality with love and giving and understanding, and that will manifest itself, and that reinvestment comes back to you with great dividends that will benefit not only God, not only the community, but the very person that it came from in the first place. So, you know, love is in abundance. It's a wonderful thing. It is the greatest thing in the universe because it overcomes all. And if you show a child love when that child, he or she needs it, then ultimately we become better as a society. We become better as a man and as a woman because ultimately we are doing what God wants us to do. You know, don't leave the children behind because in them, great things, you know, you may be helping someone who will become the first black president, or first black president, female president, that kind of thing. And you never know about those things. These children have greatness in them because they got greatness from God.
Very, very, very powerful message, Senator. I totally, 100 billion, 10% agree with you. You know, when I have kids one day, I wish to apply everything into them and, you know, just show them love because that's all I've received my whole life. And I truly understand what it means to be loved. And when you, I feel like you're loved, you know, so many doors open and stuff like that because there isn't hatred or anything in your heart. So I really appreciate that message. That's amazing.
Well, as you heard me, I heard someone say earlier, I'm in Savannah here at Franklin Square, and I'm watching the people go by and how they interact with one another. You got blind people walking, white people talking, children, people pushing carriages, just a peaceful, loving environment that causes peace to spread among the people because, you know, discord can be implanted in any situation and become pregnant with violence and chaos and ultimately consume us all. We can live in this boat together or die as fools. You have to maintain some kind of decorum. And you can't let someone make you hate them. You have to literally live up to the adage of Jesus, of Dr. King, and all the other people who sacrifice in order to make America, in order to manifest God's word. You know, each one teach one, each one reach one. And by that, we become an unbroken chain of love and charity that will explode in the world, reinvest itself into our lives, that make life on this wonderful planet just what it should be, what God ordained it to be.
When are you running for president, Senator? Let me know when you're running for president, Senator, because not only do I agree with everything, but I will back you and I'll get the community to back you as president any day.
Well, I appreciate that. I certainly do. Well, if whatever God will is for me, I'll pursue. But, you know, you get those messages and if they come from God, I will obey because, you know, and the ultimate thing that you have to remember, you don't have to go in a situation to make yourself rich. You don't want to have to necessarily go in a situation. But God didn't say you have to be poor. I'm just saying if it's your motive to make more money. See, you can always make more money, but you can't make more time. So what you have to do is make yourself available to give and give because you can give. Now, even when you're tired, I remember sometimes when I come home, I'm so tired, but people call me with a small problem, and I'm able to help them. And for some reason, God imbues me with the strength, gives me the strength and character to go through that moment. And all of a sudden, I'm not tired anymore because I was able to help another human being. That can be infectious, and it's just a wonderful thing to behold. Somebody once said it is more blessed to give than receive. I believe it, I live it, and I practice it.
Oh, Senator, you just gave me goosebumps and chills. I totally agree with you. My mother has raised me and taught me the same way. And whenever I feel like I can give back or do anything, I feel like I, like you just said, I have more energy and strength, and I feel like more powerful and more blessed than anything in the world to be able to give back or give something of peace to the world than to receive at that time, you know?
And certainly, as I said, I'm down here at a Southern Legislative Conference. I would like to speak to you much longer, but I have to go back into this conference. It is the Southern Legislative Conference that is meeting here in Savannah, and we learn how to best serve our constituency, how to deal with the various laws that are being enacted. And, you know, just like the little the flames of hate that's ignited across the country, you have to learn how to deal with these things. If you don't learn how to deal with them, we can have a reaction that could be a fatal blow to our society. And, you know, like they say, Rome didn't last forever. You know what I mean? It lasted 1,200 years. It wasn't built in a day, but it didn't last forever either. It was called the Eternal City. But the only thing that is eternal and everlasting is the love of God. And you remember that, and that will get you in more places than anything else you have. You can have money, you can have wealth and fame, but in the final analysis, the love of God conquers all.
Oh, preach. Yes, amen. Oh, definitely, Senator, definitely. Everything you said, you have the biggest smile on my face right now. Thank you so much for those amazing words. That not only do you have a responsibility here and there for your daily life, but you're responsible for, you know, thousands of people, you know. And I appreciate everything you've done, especially for your state in general. And I hope if you ever run for president, I got your back.
Thank you. You're my first fan to say that, so I'm going to remember that. My friend.
Anytime,
all right, DJ.
Anytime.
Well, God,
do we have time for one question? If anybody's on the line, to open up the line?
Yes, please. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, sure. So we're going to open up the lines real quick. If there's anybody on the line, if we have a caller, we would love for you to chime in right now and just ask the senator a question. Do we have a caller?
Yes. How you doing, Mr. Harbison? It's a pleasure,
how
sir.
You doing? How you doing,
I'm doing
sir?
Fine. I'm doing just fine. Doing fine. My question is basically, if we have the event, any other location, would you be available at any other location besides the Atlanta area?
And listen, as long as my schedule permits and I can be there, and as you know that I take care of my 91-year-old mother, which is a blessing to do, if my calendar allows me to be there, I'll make every effort to be there, okay? So trust me.
Okay.
If you can be there, I'll commit to you that I'll be there, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Do we have any other callers on the line? One more question.
How you doing?
Yes or no?
Fine, how are you?
Caller, are you on the line?
Yes, sir. Yes, yes, I do have a question. Senator, you know, with everything is going on in the world right now today, especially like if I know everybody noticed that there's a lot of things that are really negative to our young youth. And you know, with that coming into play and understanding that you are supporting this homeless mothers with children's benefit, how could we really get more people involved in bettering our community?
And let me tell you, you got to remember this, and you can have a perspective on what your goals are. You remember that religion, Christianity, started with just what? 12 people. 12 people changed the world. They had the godly message that they were pursuing, they changed the world. So if you start with each one, teach one, each one, reach one, and hopefully the multiplier effect over the years, over time, you just plant that seed and nurture it, and it will certainly grow. So each one, you tell your mother, you tell your daughter, you tell your sister, your friend, your neighbor, and then get your grandmother to tell her friend, and don't exclude anyone. So you by the final analysis, once it reaches its spiritual manifest destination, then what? Then you have that critical mass where you can make a huge difference, the thing that you want to make and have an impact in people's lives in a positive way.
Wow. I mean, I really appreciate that, Brother Senator, because I'm definitely trying my hardest, like you said, to get into the community and teach one, each one, teach one. And I know I got to go because they said they was getting ready to go on a break. But thank you so very much, Senator, for your support and everything that you're doing in and out and around our communities.
Thank you, sir. You all have a godly day. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Senator, once again, Mr. Harbison, Mr. Ed Harbison, I would so like to thank you so much for coming on the show and giving us your time, not only giving us this amazing and wise knowledge of words, but Harbison's
yes,
luck
yes.
in everything that you do, and I appreciate everything that you've done, especially for our country, and continue to
yes, do no. it. Thank you for having me on your show. Thank you. God bless you. All right.
And Mr. Harbison, have a great
day. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Once again, that was Senator Ed Harbison, and not only is he amazing, like I said, he's going for president and rooting for him, but we're about to go to a short break. Once again, you're listening to DJ Rhea in the Mix, and we'll be right back.
What's up? It's your girl, Maria Verdell, and I want to give a big shout-out to R&B Thursdays with A. Cherie and DJ Rhea in the Mix Show on the only station showing independent artists real love. Lights, Camera, Fashion, Radio.
the girl a freak of the week. The girl a freak. The girl a freak of the week. Freak. The girl a freak of the week. The girl a freak. The girl a freak of the week. She deserves a more like. She deserves some more like. Some more like this. I heard you into fun nights. To get you all alone like. To get it on like. To get you pain like. Screaming out my name like. It's on like this. They just want your own like. It's like you want a long life. Why you talking like this? If they know tonight, girl, I just can't wait to get it started. Anything you like, as the water drip down off your body. Say you're mine tonight, I'm on this bed. They crawl up to me, tone and open up. You a woman in the streets, but tonight you gon' be my freak. The girl a freak, got a week. The girl a freak, the girl a freak, got a week. Freak, the girl a freak, got a week. The girl a freak, the girl a freak, got a week. Freak, the girl a freak, got a week. The girl a freak, the girl a freak, got a week. Freak, the girl a freak, got a week. The girl a freak, the girl a freak, got a week. It's about to get serious. Hop in the bed and lay with us. Put your legs up, but don't forget the condom. She's so sexy and freaky on the run. She be making love like. She can go the whole night. She take the whole pipe, yeah. She know how to ride it right. She be getting on like. She get it on like this. She can't say no tonight. Can't say no. I just can't wait to get it started. Anything you like, as the water drip down off your body. Say you're mine tonight. I'm on this bench, yeah. They crawl up to me, cone and open up. You a woman in the streets, but tonight you gon' be my freak. The girl a freak, cut a week. The girl a freak, the girl a freak, cut a week. Freak, the girl a freak, cut a week. The girl a freak, the girl a freak, cut a week. Freak, the girl a freak, cut a week. The girl a freak, the girl a freak, cut a week. Freak, the girl a freak, cut a week. The girl a freak, the girl a freak, cut a week. Can't say no tonight. Girl, I just can't wait to get it started. Anything you like, as the water drip down off your body.
Really told me to get there. Ain't no doubt how the girl in my stay. Love the freak, them girl everywhere. Ain't no doubt with dreadlock in them hair. Even the girl with the perm back up here. Who the world them sweet, ain't no doubt with them share. Her love with you, that they love a rich millionaire. Max a million all up in them area. She a full of it, will it be told me so. Who the girl them sweet, even come out the jungle. Love how them boy, who the camera not dog. Who them a dance down their own throats. Love these things, they come in so hardcore. Love how she go and explode like nuclear. Girl, she's a freak, you know, when they keep clear. Who this girl in the damn atmosphere. Who the girl, she's a
freak. The girl a freak, got a way. The girl a freak, the girl a freak, got a way. Freak, the girl a freak, got a way. The girl a freak, the girl a freak, got a way. Freak, the girl a freak, got a way. The girl a freak, the girl a freak, got a way. Freak, the girl a freak, got a way. The girl a freak, the girl a freak, got a way. It's about to get serious. I hop in the bed and lay with her. Put your legs up, but don't forget the condom. She's so sexy and freaky on the run. It's about to get serious. I hop in the bed and lay with her. Put your legs up, but don't forget the condom. She's so sexy and freaky on the run.
Better get in my brain.
Let's go.
Under the body we come in. Freak on the floor, freak on the man. Can't turn it long, you're in the man.
Let's go.
Girl, she's a sweet man, she's fun. Love this, what she loving the girl. Not a million, I know we come again. Willie T, ain't no doubt we get some again.
Vegas high roller, drive a Range Rover. I get the cold shoulder. You never really know.
to Lights, Camera, Fashion Radio.
Non-believers, non-achievers, you will never, ever beat us. Always trying to talk out your face, smiling, can't disguise your hate. As I wait for my time to break, escape these handcuffs, I'm getting away from fake. Love don't live here anymore, not for you scums and for the ones who prayed my downfall. Yes, I'm past my growth spurt, but still I rise past the covert. Secret operations all over the nation, wondering why we poor, why they stay on vacation. What they gonna do when I get my money right, huh? What they gonna say when I'm milling in the limelight? They don't know, they don't know how much I done grown. They don't know how long I've been gone. Huff up in the way, it's my time. To all you haters, all I do is wave, get off mine. I can't save you, you gotta save yourself. A little struggle's always good for your health. Will not lose, only opponent itself. Already claimed shoes, my aura is felt. And though, how it hurts me to see so many go to waste from them things on the side of your waist. Royce, take me away.
You abandoned me. Love don't live anymore. Just a bigger thing. Love don't live anymore.
Who I'll be, how my struggles ignite this side of me. I thought we was friends, I believed at the end you would be there with no concern of my ends. Guess I was wrong, I should have knew all along. Somewhere in the mix between the money and the pics, you grew sick, things weren't a medic anymore. You turned shift, jaded by my hurt, I turned kids. FM, love don't live here anymore. Just emptiness and memories of what we had before. It's all the dudes who played me for that chick who ain't me. Critics who were quick to tell me who I can't be. To all my friends who come and gone, did me right and wrong. To all of y'all, y'all gon' remember this song. Y'all gon' remember this song. Y'all gon' remember this song. You've abandoned me, love don't live here anymore. You're a fan to me, and not the kind that you adore. I'ma score every time, leave you to scorn. I'ma ignore you every time, leave you to mourn. I made it, set off your hatred. My merit's good, you gotta face it. I'm so vacant. Love don't live here anymore, it's forsaken. Hands to the sky, I'm getting away from Satan. And don't to all my people who love me from the start, just know our love will never part. Please pardon this part, I'm parking my heart. I'm partially scarred by them other dudes with other moves. They got other news. Royce,
you abandoned me.
Alone, he's also an actor, and he just added producer and writer, of course, to his resume.
But I would love to introduce Jason Lazar Rivera.
DJ Rhea, thank you for having me.
Anytime, Jason. I'm so happy. Thank you for your time, and I appreciate you coming on my show. Definitely glad to have you on here. What's been going on with you lately?
Oh, man, to be totally honest, I've been working, but I've been working in the sense of taking a step back from the industry and just really getting my family together. Because you already know, man, if your personal life ain't together, then your business life is going to suffer. So, you know, I've just been prioritizing things.
Amazing. And I just want to say congratulations. I heard you have, is it a newborn that you just have?
I have 2 4-year-olds. You know, I went through a little situation with them. I have them by 2 different women, so, you know, that's a story of in itself. And I have an 11-year-old boy. So, you know, it's been a struggle just getting everybody on the same page and going through those trials and tribulations. But I finally got it together, though, so I got all my sons here with me now.
Oh, that's amazing. Congratulations. Of course, fatherhood and all of that. I'm a daddy's girl, so we love our daddy. We appreciate our fathers in our lives, especially young men. They definitely need their fathers in their lives as role models. So, you
absolutely.
Know, I hands up and appreciate you and all of that. I hope, you know, you continue to do so because they definitely need you in their lives.
Absolutely, absolutely. But, you know, I mean, just industry-wise, I mean, you already know what it's like, Rhea, man. You got to grind 24/7 just to get half of what everybody else does. So, you know, we've just been putting in a lot of work, man, just making sure that we have a second installment to King of Paper Chasing, working on another project called Certified. And we got about 3 or 4 other projects, an action one and a comedy, just all in the hopper, ready to get released come top of 2016, it looks like.
That's amazing. So, like I said, besides being an actor, and that's how you started with Paper Chaser, what did you know, I saw that you added to your resume that you're a producer and writer. So what are you in the works of doing first?
From the producer standpoint, well, basically what happened was, right, after we did King and Paper Chasing, I was really introduced to the industry from the pitfalls of it. So I began to realize that there's not a lot of projects out there for people of color. There's just nothing of substance anyway. So that led me to have to create my own lane and create my own characters and create my own productions. So then coming off King of Paper Chasing, the big homie Dale and I, who played Carte Blanche in King of Paper Chasing, was like, yo, let's just team up and let's really start putting out this work, but just creating our own platform and making sure that we have the project that we want the world to see. So with that came not only King of Paper Chasing 2, but a project called Certified, which is a bigger budget. We have people like Billy Woodruff, who did the Honey series. He just did Addicted. He's our director on that. We've attached Common to the project as well. So, you know, that really, it was really just a necessity. We had to because nobody else was giving us anything. So we had to create our own lane.
That's amazing. You know, because I act as well, so I totally understand there's a certain goal, especially for young black people that go on. You don't want to be a thug, you don't want to be a gangster. You know what I'm saying? You want to actually explore and you want to expand your role. And, you know, I totally understand that. Now, to your project called Certified, what does that entail? What is that about?
Well, Certified is loosely based on King of Paper Chasing, but what happened was when we attached Common to it, we had to deviate from the original storyline and build this world, this bigger world around a project, around a character named Kelly. So Kells Washington is on the outside of the game in the sense that he's already made it. So you can really compare him to like a Jay-Z or 50. He's made it, he's at that level, but the streets keep calling him back in a sense. So he finds himself really entrenched in a war that he had nothing to do with. You know, his girl gets attacked and things of that nature. You know what I mean? The feds get involved. So you begin to see how you can be at the top of your game, but you still have these elements that you originally come from trying to pull you back. So that's really what Certified revolves around. And just the inner workings of New York City. You know what I mean? Coming up in New York, you already know what it's like, Rhea. So, you know what I mean? This is a story that a lot of people touch on, but the authenticity is there because a lot of people haven't lived it. Fortunately, unfortunately, whatever the case is, we have.
No, I totally understand. People don't understand. They think it's like, oh, I'm a producer, I'm an actor, I'm this, I made it. No, like, it's a constant grind, it's a constant hustle. I go on castings, you know, 5, 6, 7 times a week. You know, you got to look good, you got to dress up, you got to do everything, you got to be what they want you to be. And then that's just the booking process. That's not even, you know, landing the actual gig, you know, on top of that. So you have to have so many, like, for me personally, right? You know, they call me DJ Rhea the Mixer. I'm literally dabbled into everything. I don't like being out to play basketball. Like, I look for ends on end where to make my money go. Especially
you know what it is, though, right? Like, actor, model, producer, all these things, these are just titles, right? But the reality is, like you said, is that you have to be a hustler, because without hustling, none of those titles matter. They really don't matter. It's all semantics at that point. Oh, you're an actor. Okay, it doesn't really matter, because you're going to have to hustle, especially when you're of our culture, like our skin color. You have to hustle. You know what I mean? And I keep coming back to that, but it's so real. And I want the listeners to understand it. It is different for us. It's just different. You know what I mean? Landing an agent in Hollywood, New York, whatever the case is, if you're of color, please understand something, that you're going to have to bust your ass and you're going to have to come with a resume. You're not walking into an audition for that. Like, it's hard out here.
Oh, I totally understand. I mean, they just, what, let Tyler Perry into the game, what, 10 years ago, or, like, even less than that, as far as what's going on. And there's only a few people you see every year at the Oscars, every year at this and that, that, you know, get a chance to get on that stage or be able to say, hey, this is what I want. But the funny thing is, when I look into that a lot of the time, it's mm-hmm. not a role that you would be playing that you'd get to challenge. It's a role that technically you're stereotyped at. You know what
Absolutely.
I'm saying? Halle Berry won an Oscar. She had technically a hoochie mama. You know, Denzel and all of them win an Oscar. They had to be gangsters, you know?
Well, because you know what it is? Because they're perpetuating a stereotype that they want us to be boxed into. So if they're going to celebrate us, they're going to celebrate us the way they want us to be seen, so that way the world can see it. So you're not going to find the characters that are really of substance out there that are going to be celebrated on that level. Now, should we continue to strive for it? Absolutely. But to expect Hollywood to give it to us? Nah. That's a far gone cry of a dream that I just can't subscribe to. I know for a fact that if I want to do it, I'm going to have to do it myself. I have to. That's just the reality of it.
I totally hear you. And, you know, leading into that segue, I know you tried to, and are trying and are creating your own name for people within those situations. So can you just touch a little bit more upon that, of what you're trying to do with that? You know, I was reading into that, and that's amazing. And, you know, we need people like you out there to be able to stay lame for things like that for other people. Because some people just don't know how to do it. But if there's someone that has, you know, the knowledge and the access to it, it just helps, you know, move that, you know, into motion.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I mean, to be totally honest with you, right, the reality is this for me. So I can't really sit, I'm not going to sit back and say that this was my plan. My plan was not to come into the game and open up and try to open up a lane for other people. I was trying to get in. Let me keep it real, off rip, right? So, but as I got into the industry and I saw the way that this works, right, it works no different than Wall Street and any other business world in any arena. I found out very quickly that people do not want to give us these opportunities. They just don't. If anything, they're trying to hide them from us. So as I got a little bit deeper into it and I began to see these pitfalls, I realized, okay, there's not enough Chinese people here. There's not enough African Americans. There's not enough Hispanics. And that's what we see on an everyday basis. So you're trying to tell me that this is a real-life situation here on the silver screen, but it's not. That's why projects like Orange and the New Black is so successful, because of the diversity. So with that being said, it became paramount for me to explore ways and link up with people that had access that I didn't have, that had certain things that I just didn't have access to in order to make it happen. So when I was linking with writers, I wouldn't just write with people that are black or that are Latino. No, I was linking with white writers, with Chinese writers, with people that can bring the authenticity to that, to their culture, and who were really just not seen on the screen. So for me, it was just, again, necessity. Necessity. Like, I'm freestyling literally every single day that I'm out here hustling for this dream. I'm figuring it out on the fly because nobody's giving me a handbook and nobody's teaching me how to do it. I'm figuring it out.
Jason, not only Lazar, I totally hear you and I understand that. Like, I say the same thing about myself. I said, you know, a lot of the gigs and things that I get, whatever I'm doing, like, I mean, my angle is a little bit of the all. Like, I'm an athlete. I also model. But, you know, I'm trying to incorporate all of that and then also enter into the entertainment world. So technically it's my triple threat. No pun intended, but, you know, that's how I try to come across. Because, yeah, there's, of course, beautiful girls, but there's also girls that might DJ, or there's also girls that can DJ. But, and the essence, like, there's nothing or no one that can do that. So I understand about creating your own lane, like how hard it is. With the grind, like, you know, no people backing you and all this, it's like, oh, whatever, you know, and trying to explore that and be able to achieve that at the same time. So I respect and understand your hustle, and I hope you continue to keep doing so, because people out there, whether you know or not, I hope they can hear the interview somewhere or not, because it's a necessity, like you said, and it's something that needs to be done because you open up lanes for so many other people just because of the progress that you're trying to create out there, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. If I could take the opportunity, I just want to tell you a quick story, right, and to all the listeners as well, right? And I want to use Certified as the example for it. Certified is a project that is 5 years in the working, 5 years, directly off of King of Paper Chasing success. Now, King of Paper Chasing won an award at the HBO Latino Film Festival, got distribution on 3E1. So we hit Netflix, Showtime. We're currently on Hulu as well. So we've had some success with it, right? So now we're thinking, okay, so we already have a successful project. It would be easy now to then go ahead and facilitate the next one. Here we are 5 years later with a director who's been nominated for awards, with a lead actor who has won an Academy, and we still have not been able to get financing for our project. So I guess my story is just two-pronged. It's one, nothing's going to be handed to you, but the reality is that greatness takes time. So if you're on this journey, right, if you're really hustling and you believe in your vision, please understand that everybody's journey is different and it's going to take time to fully achieve whatever it is, but do not fucking give up. Do not give up because the world needs to hear your voice, whatever it is. I don't care if you're a singer, if you're a writer, if you're an actor, whatever it is that you do, please continue to do it and understand that it needs to be heard and it needs to be seen, but it takes time. So continue to perfect your grind, perfect your craft, and work because everything takes time. No matter how far you think you've come, there's more to go. But you have to see the vision before anybody else does. So don't ever fucking give up.
Jay, that's amazing. Like, not only am I taking those words with me, but I totally agree. Because anytime something knocks me down or I don't get a gig or I don't do this or I don't do that, I don't go, oh, I didn't get it, or, oh, poor me. I never looked at it. You know what I'm saying? I'm always like, okay, well, that means I just got to hustle harder. I got to grind harder. You know, I got to stick to what I'm doing. Maybe there's something I need to change or whatever the situation is. I never look, you know, to the other people or to anything else because it's all about my, you know what I'm saying, my grind. It's all about what I do because I feel like, you know, like I said, I put my athleticism towards it, that everything that I put into that, you know, I should get back. Like if you practice, if you put in hard work, and you know what I'm saying, I should see results. But if I'm not in the gym, if I'm not, you know, working on my shot or working on my handles, I'm not going to see results, and that goes for every industry with whatever you're doing. You know, if you're not putting 100% into it, and you're, you know, especially do not give up. That's one thing I always say. And that's a hard thing, too, because coming from the modeling world, a lot of people give up because they're like, oh, I wanted that gig so bad, and they can't take the rejection. So I know a lot of people, of course, human nature, no one likes rejection. And that's something, you know, you have to live with. But at the same time, don't let anyone tell you no. And I totally agree with that. Like, I've had a boss back at, you know, when I used to work for the garden. Anything I did, he would be like, okay, I don't accept no. So you better change that into a yes somehow. I don't care. Like, I don't accept no. So
that's
I think, like, you know, something that he had taught me, too, at that point in time was like, you know what? I'm never accepting no, you know? Whatever I do, I'm going to get a yes, whether I go about it this way. And one of the things I always try to say, especially, is go about it the right way. Don't try to cut corners. Don't try to, you know, tan yourself. Go about it the right way with what, to me, with what your heart tells you. If something that you feel right, you know, don't go that way, I feel.
No, you're absolutely right. Success is a mind state, first and foremost, right? I'm a firm believer in the law of attraction. So to me, success, it starts right here in the mind. So if you can condition your mind to believe that anything is possible, and it is, then you will eventually begin to see it. But it's done by design that we waste time working 9 to 5 that we don't necessarily care about. And we find a million and one excuses to go ahead and work outside of our dream. Nah, we all have to survive. I get it. Believe me, I get it. But the reality is that everybody here on this earth has a purpose, and it's our responsibility to find that purpose and to live it because the world needs it, period. I don't care if you're a freedom fighter or if you pick up garbage every Tuesdays and Thursdays. Like, whatever it is that your purpose is, you need to get out there and pursue it to the fullest because the world needs you. So get ahead and do that. But success has to start with your mind, and it's a vision that God gave you. Not your mother, not your father, not your neighbor, not your spouse. He gave you that vision. So you have to get ahead and make it your responsibility to show the world because it's your job to project it onto the screen, not for them to put it out there for you.
I couldn't have said it any better. I mean, not only are all those words so powerful, literally every sentence, every paragraph, everything you said was so powerful. Like, powerful, I mean. So I appreciate that. I could relate to that, and a lot of the things that you said I've definitely taken with me personally. So I hope all the listeners and everyone out there can take a piece of that with them, because we need people like you in the world, you know, to help people, especially our youth. You know, I was just on the line with Senator over here, Ed Harkinson, and the whole thing we were discussing as well is all about the youth, because they're the ones coming up in the world. It's hard to train an adult and tell them, but it's our youth is what watches us. Our youth is what keeps us going on. And, you know, if you don't start, like, trying to translate that and change everything, you know, a lot of it just gets lost, you know, at a certain point in age.
True.
I totally understand that. Like, now, Jason, would you be open to having people and listeners comment in and, you know, questions on stuff on the line? Would that be okay with you?
Yeah, that's good. My sons are inside, so, you know what I mean? I don't think they're going to be running outside anytime soon. They may come flying out here, but I'm good. I'm good for right now. Yeah, let's get it.
We have time to take just a few questions from listeners out there. I mean, Jason has said a lot, and I can't wait to hear what other listeners have to, you know, questions that they have to give. Do we have any listeners out there on the line that would love to ask questions?
Well, this is Carlito. And well, we have some listeners, and I think they're very, very shy, because every time I get on, they're not trying to say nothing. But Jason, if you don't mind, I got a statement and I got a question that I'd like to ask you as well. First and foremost, brother Jason, I really tip my hat off to you, brother, by you being a young man and taking the full responsibilities of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to know when it's time for you to pull back and get your family life right and get you right. I mean, that is a big step, brother, especially for you having, quote-unquote, success in an industry that the world is looking at. Because my thing is that, you know, everybody in those type of areas is under a magnifying glass, and it takes a real man to say, hey, yeah, that was me, but right now I'm taking that secondary. Right now I got to make sure that my boy's got the right example. So I just want to say, man, that's the bomb, man. That's the biggest.
Thank you.
That's the best thing I've heard in a long time, brother. Especially from a young brother that got family.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. That means a lot to me.
Yes, sir. It means a lot to me, and hopefully it'll mean a lot to some other brothers that's out there that really want to do something. You know, I know sometimes people have different things that they're going through in their relationships, but, you know, it's all about the kids, and it's all about the development of the children, okay? Now, my question is, listen to me. I really fell up. I tripped over King of Paper Chasing. I tripped over.
Okay.
And yes, and there's no disrespect, because I had it. I looked. I was like, okay. And I checked it out, and there was no bootleg joint either. It was a real deal. So I put it in, and bruh, I was so impressed with that movie that's like one of my all time favorites. And I'm a man. I spit the right words, man. I don't sugarcoat nothing. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'm not saying this because you're on there, bruh. Yo, that movie, I loved it. And I thought that you played a terrific part. My question to you is, after hearing you on here, brother Jason, after hearing you and hearing your spirit, is some of your spirit in the character that you made, that you portrayed in?
You know, it's funny, right? I was in a different place in my life when I portrayed Dell. Right, like I wasn't even an actor. I was working at a psych hospital in Jersey. You know what I mean? When I got offered that role, so you know what I mean? I was in a completely different place. But yeah, because when you see the Dell character in King of Paper Chasing, the one thing that's there, you know what I mean, above all else, is loyalty. That's it.
Right.
So for me, that's all I had to play off of. You know what I'm saying? Being in a certain situation, whether it was having guns handed off to me, or, you know what I'm saying, having people try to approach me in certain kind of ways or whatever it was, all these things are things that I've lived. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm from a certain area, so I'm not a gangster by any stretch. That's not who I am.
No, but I've been surrounded
by certain things. Yeah, like, you know, it's natural when you come from a certain place. So the only thing I had to do to make Dell authentic for me was just play the loyalty card, and that's something that for me is innate. That's just who I am naturally. If I rock with you, I'm rocking with you, and the only person that can ruin that is you. So it was
right.
That was easy.
Okay. Okay. And when I mean, just by listening to you, that's exactly what came to my mind. I was like, yo, this brother, he's with it. He's with it. If he's in your lane and y'all in your lane together, y'all gonna stay in your lane together until one of y'all break off the wrong way. I understand that. So did you? I mean, and then once again, I want to say this too, because you spit out so much knowledge on how the industry is handling people of color and things of that nature, mm-hmm. and you said you was actually forced to really to go into that lane, and
yeah.
and knowing the industry a little, going to say I'm an OG, okay, and knowing the industry a little. I know you have major setbacks and closed doors and people and blackwashed and black all of that good stuff. But I mean, how do you overcome all of that and still be able to? Like, I mean, you said that, like your project's been in existence for like 5 years. How do you keep that spark? How do you keep that spark?
God, but the spark is God, mm. right? Like that's something that He gives me that every day. Because if it wasn't for that, I would have quit a long time ago, right? So let me just say that first and foremost. That's Him. That has nothing to do with me. Beyond that, I know what it is that I want to do. I see it. It's clear. It's clear. So if my vision is clear and I know that my vision is going to come true, then everything else is really just a part of the process of getting there. If I know I got $1 million coming to me on December 25th and here I am March 30th, why am I concerned? I just know I got to get through another few months and I'm there. So my vision is very clear. You know what I mean? So I know where it is that I'm going. Now, I wanted it to be a lot easier. And I thought it was going to be a lot easier. I thought, here we go. And people see me on TV. I'm going to do a few walkthroughs. I'm going to make a few $1,000 a night. I'm going to get offered a few gigs. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be on TV. I'm going to be on XYZ show and whatever. Boom, I know what it is that I'm doing. Nah, that right. wasn't my journey. That just wasn't my journey. So I was forced into a lane where I had to explore my creativity. I had to discover it. Really, more than forget explore. I had to discover it because I didn't even know it was there until I was pushed into a position where I had to find out that it existed. So once I got pushed there, that's when you really start achieving things that you couldn't even imagine because you had to step outside that comfort zone. Greatness doesn't live inside comfort zones. You already know that. It's right outside
right.
of it. So I had to continue to get pressed and get pushed, not by my own judgment because it's not something that I wanted. I wanted it to be easy. It just wasn't. They forced me there. So I had to do what it is that I had to do because I needed to see this vision come true.
That's deep right there. I love that. Now, I'm going to ask you because you keep it so real, and just let me know if you can answer this or not, but I want to ask you this right here. Okay.
Sure.
Because I know, brother, that like you, everybody, you're not the first one that the light bulb popped on and said, man, you're not the first one. So, because we have so many greats that are black or Hispanic or Chinese or Cubano, because we have so many of them in the industry, why haven't they collectively got together to push and make it easier for everybody?
It's a good question. I wish I knew the answer. I wish I knew the answer because let me tell you something. That got to be the most frustrating thing in the world, right? There's a reason why Jews and why Indians, why they become so successful because they rock out and they live together and they push one another. Why we continue to fight each other when we're fighting the world makes no sense to me. Makes no sense to me. I think it's really it's a lack mentality. People believe that there's not enough. I think that's what it is. So people start thinking, well, you want to know what? If I look this person up or I look out for this person, there's not going to be enough left for me. I don't subscribe to that mentality. To me, there's enough for everybody. To me, there's enough for everybody.
Yes, sir.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
That's wise words. That's wise words. I totally agree with you. Because when I thought about it, I'm sitting here like, I would love to help the next person out. And that's one of the things that's like when I was speaking to the senator, our previous guest, you know, he was all about, you know, each one type of mentality.
Yeah.
So that was one of the things I never understood. Like, you know, someone would be willing to offer you information, but then others would not want to offer you the information of fear of like, oh, you might pick what I have, what I was already given. No, I mean, it's all for one, you know, it's whoever the best friend is with. That's what you're like, whatever you're grinding for, whatever the situation was. A lot of the times, especially in situations about, you know, themselves. And I totally agree with you on that subject. Like, why not help each other out? We would be more powerful. We would make more of an impression in the
There's
world.
There's power
if,
in
you know,
numbers.
We move together.
There's power in numbers, right? There's force of unity. I just think we've been conditioned this way for so long to really believe that your neighbor is your enemy. You know what I'm saying? And then you begin to really put that energy out there, and your neighbor really becomes your enemy. Your mom, your dad, your cousins, whatever the case is, people are fighting within their own families, within their own bloodlines. Like, and these are things that just don't make sense to me. That to me is I'm not, yo, I want no parts of it. If I see you turn your back on somebody, I'm done with you in a second because I can't live like that. Anybody that I put my hands on, anybody that rocks with me, anybody that I rock with, listen, look, we're moving together. We're doing this shit together. If I got $100, you got 50, man, let's go. Because the reality is that I know that in case I fall short, you might be able to push that 50 to a buck and then help me out, and then we can keep moving. So what the hell am I doing with staying with these $100 and I'm watching you starve? Nah, man, fuck that. I don't have time for that, and I don't have the energy for it.
And I'm on the same page. I mean, especially with the circles and my girls, how I rock and how I'm moving, it's the same exact way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I might not do something one of my friends might do, but the fact that we can all move together, like, and we create that circle that we have, like, there's might not be something I do, but she can do it. She makes me better. She makes us
exactly.
better. She makes us better in general. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I totally can relate to that, and I totally understand it. It bothers and hurts me when people, you know, don't want to see their friends or them together in general. Make it not those are the people that fail the most, or even if they get that thing and they get to where they get to, it's not. Mm-hmm. It's very short-lived. You know what I'm saying?
It's very.
They don't know how to maintain. It's all about, oh, I'm in the moment, I'm living this, that, and that. No, because you don't have the right circles, the right people, the right movement, the right energy, the right positivity. Like, it's not going to go.
For real, you hit the nail on the head. The right. Because it has to be the right people. It has to be the right circle. And you have to be able to feel people's energy out ahead of time. Energy doesn't lie. People can lie directly.
That's real.
In the face, but their energy
That's
doesn't.
So real.
How do you feel? And when I'm around this person, do I feel inspired or do I feel toxic? Am I energized or am I depleted? Right? And it's very simple. Like, yo, my wife makes me better every day. My sons inspire me every day. My guys make me better every single day. And if they don't, then we have to have a conversation, and that conversation is going to be followed by a decision. Like, I don't got time to waste. So what is it? I'm going to address it, and then we're going to decide. Are we still on the same page, or have we moved? Which is cool, but just understand that I'm not stopping this journey here. So we're going to continue, or we're going to slide. And it, to me, it's something that has to happen quickly. You have to feel people's energy out, and you have to go. Because the devil's at work consistently. His hand is in everything. And he will pop up right in the middle of your bedroom if you're not paying attention.
Totally. I think it's a Lower East thing. Is that what it is, Jason? You hit the Lower East thing because the world does not understand it. Hey, y'all, I hate to jump in, but I got to say this.
Real, listen, Jason, let me say this, man. This is a first, bro, because, you know, like you said, energies attract energies. Like minds attract like minds, right? And this
That's
actually, brother, because of the fact that Rhea actually is on location, too, we do have, and then I have a little background noise, too. But, bro, this has been foremost the best interview that we've ever had on our show. I'm telling you. And I'm not going to let the cat out the bag, but it will be happening in October. I'm sure that Rhea wants to invite you to be a part of her event in New York, in the Lower East Side. So I'm going to just let her handle that. I just had to say that.
No, I appreciate it, but that's a done deal. I'm there. I'm definitely there. You know what, guys? Listen, look, and I hate to cut it short, but I have my son staring at me right now. We're trying to go somewhere.
I definitely can't leave them waiting.
Once again,
I would love to thank you for being on the show, and I so want to invite you to my next showcase that I'm doing. It's probably at Sammy Hall, which is in the Lower East Side right there on Orchard.
Dope.
So I know you know where that is.
I'd love to be there.
Oh, I really appreciate you and your time, and especially your words and your drive and just everything that you're standing for and going and achieving and striving for. So I really appreciate you, and I wish you much luck with everything you're doing. And definitely move in with Carlito and me what's going on so we can attend, you know, any viewings or anything you have going on. I would love to be there and support.
you know, LES, born a Brave, baby.
That's
so,
it, six ball.
I really appreciate everything that, you know, today. So thank you so much, Jason.
No, thank you guys very much for having me on. I look forward to keeping in contact with you guys. The listeners, thank you guys for hearing my story. I appreciate it. And you can reach me at any time at Lanzar Rivera. That's the Instagram. That's the Twitter. That's the Facebook. Please send me questions. Reach out to me. I love to link with people and just really help out people grow.
Definitely. That's Lanzar. That's L-A-N-Z-A-R Rivera, R-I-V-E-R-A. Lanzar Rivera. Once again, you can check him out. Amazing interview, amazing conversation, and I hope to meet you one day. So
that sounds
I really
good.
Appreciate
Thank you guys.
You on the show.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you, brother.
God.
Appreciate you. Yes,
Thank
sir.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Once again, you're listening to DJ Rhea and the Mix. I've had amazing guests on my show tonight. I'm so excited. And once again, you can find these guests and hear about these guests. Check and tune into my show, DJ Rhea and the Mix, to check out amazing interviews by these amazing men that I had on my show today. Usually I have the ladies in the house, but today I had some two very powerful men in the world today expressing everything that they're doing within the world and making it a better place. So I would just like to thank them, Mr. Ed Harbison, Senator Mr. Ed Harbison, and Mr. Jason Lanzar Rivera, actor, producer, and writer. So I would really like to appreciate and thank both of them for being on the show and giving me time today. And once again, this is your girl, DJ Rhea. We got a lot going on. We got my show coming up in Atlanta at the Apache Cafe the weekend, July 31st to August 2nd. You got to come out and check me out. I have stuff going on this weekend, Saturday, July 25th. You got to come check me out at Empire Rooftop Hotel. I'll be doing a set for a live brunch for interview marketing group. So if you guys are out there listening, once again, that's this Saturday, July 25th. I'm at the Empire Rooftop Hotel, which is 44 West 53rd Street. I'm DJing the opening set. You guys can come hang out, check out the whole brunch. It's going to be awesome. It's for Intermix Marketing Group. And then the week following week after that, I'm out to Atlanta. I'm hanging out with Mr. Ed Harbison, you know, the senator, and everybody else, especially my independent talent that's going to be there at the DJ Rhea Mix Show at the Apache Cafe. I can't wait. It's going to be awesome. So, once again, you're tuning in to DJ Rhea and the Mix on a Tuesday night. Don't end up on a Tuesday. Remember, you are listening. And we're going to go to the screen. Once again, I'm DJ Rhea. Catch me at Rhea Rhea 5. That's R-I-A-R-A 5 on Instagram, Twitter. And, yeah, that's it. We're out for tonight. Thanks again, listeners.
What's up? It's your girl, Maria Verdell, and I want to give a big shout-out to R&B Thursdays with Aisha Ree and DJ Rhea in the Mix Show on the only station showing independent artists real love. Lights, Camera, Fashion, Radio. Don't what I'm
me down. I can't help but to come on strong. Ain't no stopping me now. I've been getting ready for the truth to be exposed for 13 years. I know you. You can watch me, but I can't see it. Everybody wants me a beast for the features. Yeah, I said it. So you can keep hating. Mad that I never be in rotation. But every time you turn around, that's my hood on a beat. Ain't nobody on my level that's competing with me. I thought y'all knew the game has changed when I